I became knowledgeable of it. And I remember them referring to old Avenue A or Avenue D. And
yeah, so I must, that must be, well, now she did refer to it as the numbers, but she's probably just doing that to keep me familiar.
Mm-hmm.
It must be it. She said that her father was a carpenter. He was down here before the railroad, and the reason he came here was hired him to work on the hotel.
Well, that was the same reason my grandfather came down originally. He came down and ran the commissary for Flagler on Pigeon Key.
Is that right?
That's the little island that's directly under the 7 Mile Bridge,
mm-hmm.
down below Marathon. And
he
ran a commissary down there for Flagler when they were putting the road across to the Keys.
What year was that?
It was 1905 or 6 that he came down here from Ocala.
Yeah, they came down.
In 1908, he and my dad came down together. You know, he went back up there, and he and my dad came down together.
And they came down, I guess, from West Palm Beach, or from Palm Beach, I guess, at that time as well.
Mm-hmm.
And I think originally they came in from Carolinas.
Mm-hmm.
They were Scots or something like that. I'm going to try to talk to her again. She's a very old lady, and tires these a bit.
You might find it interesting to ask her if she can recall the what streets and avenues were
right,
the lettered as against the
right.
numbered ones.
Yeah, because she did mention the numbers on it. Okay, and we just got through with the hot dog here. What other types of sausage? You're thinking of that as a sausage, you know, I guess. What other types of hot dogs are related to hot dogs or sausages?
Oh, your sausages. Well, you get into your salamis and your bolognese and your country pork sausage and your sausage links, smoked sausage, and then you get fancy and go into kielbasa and bratwurst.
Okay. And all right, now how about a sandwich? Those big sandwiches on like French bread that are round.
Hoagies or submarines.
Okay.
They were originally down here, Cuban sandwiches, back in the 1930s. There were a few of the barbecue stands around town or drive-ins that specialized in what they called a Cuban sandwich.
Mm-hmm.
And that was the same thing as the present submarine or hoagie with variations.
Okay. If you were going into a soda fountain or a drugstore, you know, they had a fountain, and you wanted to get a cola drink, what would you ask for? I mean, what would you say?
Well, if I wanted Coca-Cola, I'd ask for a Coke.
All right, but what if they didn't have that specific brand and you wanted a cola drink, what would you say?
Well, if I was thirsty, I'd take my choice of what the hell ever they had.
Okay. All right, well, what generic names do you have for carbonated beverages?
You got your Coca-Cola, Pepsi-Cola.
No, generic. I mean, not so much brand. I mean, you know, how would you refer to it if you were telling your kids to go down to the store and pick up something to drink like that?
Well, I wouldn't specify by brand name normally. I mean, I'd tell them to get, well, of course, you come back again to ginger ale or cola,
mm-hmm.
or root beer.
Mm-hmm. Okay. You don't have any... designation for all those in general?
Soda pop.
Okay. How about any familiar terms or generic terms that we didn't talk about when we were talking about beer? You know, we talk about homebrew, but any other terms that you might refer to for beer, you know, just referring to beer?
Either draft or bottle would be the only designation.
Okay, you wouldn't ever, or would you ever, say something like suds or something like that, just talking about it.
Oh, I've heard it referred to as that, but I've never used it.
Okay.